Welcome to a Well-Built podcast from Biltwell Bank. I'm Don Griffin, Biltwell's Executive for Human Resources, and it's my pleasure to serve as your host. It's our goal to provide yet another resource for our listeners to gain knowledge about current events in banking, to answer some of your most common financial questions, and to connect with our communities in a meaningful way. If you miss an episode, you'll be able to access all the episodes from our archive library available on our website, biltwell.bank, or wherever you download your podcasts. So I am Don Griffin, and I'm the Director of Human Resources for Biltwell Bank. And today I'd like to talk to you about preparing for the departure of a long-term employee. Companies work hard to hire qualified individuals who can contribute well to the success of a business or a company. And it's great to have those long-term employees as part of your company. Their loyalty to your business and its customers is an invaluable asset. But as with all things, change takes place. And whether that long-term employee retires or chooses to move on to another venture, you'll be faced with a void of knowledge, skills, and abilities. So what can you as a business owner do to help prepare your business for the departure of a longtime employee? One of the most valuable assets longtime employees bring to your company is what we call institutional knowledge. Institutional knowledge we define as the sum of information a company and its employees possess. And that includes everything from expertise, policies, data, skill sets, techniques, know-how, processes, values, and experiences that cover the organization's entire history, or they're brought to the institution by new hires. Now, a good volume of this information is what we would call tangible, and it can be stored and documented and transferred systematically to other employees through paper or digital documents. This knowledge doesn't rely on any particular individual. It's the information you find in policy manuals or guidelines or even in the notes that an employee may informally take when you teach them how to do a task. And it's we often hear an employee say, "This is my Bible," and they're talking about all of the notes that they have taken to be able to do the things that they do every day. And those books of notes are very valuable, tangible documentation of processes in your business. That tangible information is generally more easily transferred to others in the organization than what we would call intangible knowledge. And that loss of intangible knowledge can often be much more impactful to a business who loses a longtime employee. For example, somebody who's been with a company for 15 years likely has a considerable amount of wisdom relating to their position. If they leave, they take that wisdom with them unless it's directly transmitted to another employee or it's captured and written down. It's tough enough for a business leader to get the regular work done, let alone do work that prepares for the future. But that commitment to the future and dedicating time to it on a regular basis can pay great dividends when it's time for a longtime employee to transition out of the company. So what are a few practical ways that a business can prepare for that transition? First of all, I would tell you to encourage collaboration and collect key information. Think about which functions and which employees are most critical to the operation of my business. Even in a small company with two or three or four or five employees, I bet you have your point person, your go-to person for certain things. And encouraging collaboration by that person with another or with yourself on what they do, what their functions are, the things that are critical to your business so you understand those can be very important to you. Think about what knowledge is exclusive to only a certain person or department. Think about what tools are necessary for employees to do their jobs. And then think about what skills does each job require and which skills do my current employees have. As you have those employees collaborate together and collect that key information, use it to create some standard procedures, procedures that can be stored and shared. Depending on your technology capabilities, you may have shared folders. You may have Google Docs or something like that, where those documents are available to anyone in the company as you create those standard procedures. I would encourage you to focus on retention when you have a good, solid, strong employee who's loyal to your business, who's loyal to your customers, and is willing to do what it takes to serve them well. Focus on retaining that person. Is it that they need to grow in what they're doing and gain knowledge to be even more valuable to themselves and to you and to your customers? Is it a compensation issue? Are you paying them what you should be relative to the market and relative to their increasing skill set? Another idea, you could establish a mentoring program. That mentoring program could be as simple as the cross-training that takes place as part of that collaboration that I mentioned earlier. Giving employees an opportunity to do different tasks, to serve as backup for individuals when they're out unexpectedly, or literally just bringing people along so that they gain knowledge in not just what they're working on today, their specific tasks, their specific duties, but also those things that are bigger tasks or bigger parts of the business. If you have an employee that's long time and very valuable to your business, and there's a lot of institutional knowledge that you would be losing, consider working on a phased retirement program with that employee. Often employees are not ready to pull the full trigger and be done and not working at all. You may have an individual who's interested in cutting back their work schedule to 3 days a week or 2 days a week, and or even parts of every day. There's opportunities there to adjust schedules. The person begins to phase into retirement, and at the same time, you're able to ensure that before that person finally fully leaves, you've gained a lot of the institutional knowledge, been able to document it and pass it on to those that are left behind. Consider testing your plan when an employee is on vacation. When that critical person is out, rather than having them do everything that has to be done before they leave or working feverishly to catch everything up when they get back, consider having another person trained to do that work before they go out on that vacation and test your plan to see that the most critical tasks are covered while that person is out. Again, understanding the critical pieces of a longtime employee's duties and knowledge can be an invaluable asset for your company. Being prepared for a transition can minimize disruption, and it can ensure that your customers continue to receive the best service available for the future. To our listeners, thank you for sharing a few minutes of your day with us. Stay tuned for our next episodes and follow A Well-Built Podcast on builtwell.bank or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Don Griffin for Built Well Bank. Well-built communities start with well-built banks.